So you have a preference for playing live or playing in the studio? Is there one that you...
I love them both. And I honestly, I try to look at it as more like the same thing. To me, because what makes Nashville recording special is the group mentality. You're all there and you're, you can record it one guy at a time. But when you get seven guys in a room together and you create, I mean, to me, it's the same thing. It's a performance. It's just the audience is a tape machine or now a computer instead of the audience. But to me, the essence of it is the same. It's emotion that you're trying to translate into a tangible form, whether someone's listening to it live or listening to a record. To me, the goal is the same. You're translating emotion. But I love to be on stage. I love to move around when I play. And sometimes if I'm in the studio, it's a certain kind of song. I'll stand up and dance around like I would if I was on stage, just because it gets me in that place. And that's the way I need to play, like a guy who's standing up and not somebody who's sitting in a chair like a bored studio musician might do. You know. But I will say, I've never been bored in the studio. To me, it's the most incredible job ever. And live, what's great about playing live is that instant feedback that you get from an audience. And I could never give that up. To me, it's great to be able to do both.
Well, you roll the clock up 30 years, and you just very, very recently won the election to be the president of the Nashville Musicians Union. Fantastic, and congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. I'm very honored and very humbled by being elected, and I'm very excited to be here to serve the musicians of Nashville, which is my job.
So if someone would have joined the union in Nashville, a lot of the people that read our magazine and listen to my interviews are people that just came to Nashville or haven't been here very long. What would be the difference for them now joining the union and now that you're president?
Well, I think the reasons are the same in terms of, collective bargaining and what that means. As a group, looking out for the interest of a group, those things, the basic premise of the union has never changed, in that, we can protect each other if we unite as a group. We can share our problems and our problem solving techniques with one another. It's about building a consensus of what is good for the whole. And technology has changed the music business drastically over the last 10 years. And Local 257, the Nashville Musicians Union, has not kept up. And there's a lot of reasons. And I like to dwell on the positive and what's going on moving forward. Craig Kranf is the new secretary treasurer, so we have a new slate of officers. Craig and I have both had pretty varied backgrounds. And musically, as well as from a business standpoint, Craig and I have both been producers, songwriters, been out on the road, done sessions. So what I think is perhaps different now is that we're really making an effort to reach out to the community, to people who maybe didn't understand what the union can do for them. And it's our job to explain what we do so that people understand that it could be worth it to them. Just to give you a couple of quick examples. An independent singer, songwriter, guitar player, or piano player, whatever you might play, but in Nashville, most people who get out and do gigs on their own are usually guitar players. They would probably think, well, I'm not a session player. Why would I need to be in the union? And the answer is, we have a live engagement department. We have live contracts that are available free to any member that you can use to book your own gigs, because a lot of people in this day and age book your own gigs, whether it's house concerts or club shows. And we offer you legal backup for that contract. If you have a problem, it's not just a verbal agreement or a handshake. You've got a piece of paper, then we will back you to the hilt and protect you in that way. Also, a real big area where things are changing is in the area of intellectual copyright. And, songwriters have done a great job through the NSAI and especially in other organizations to assert themselves in the legislative process, assert themselves into the entertainment community and say, hey, don't steal our stuff, and we deserve to be paid fairly. And so, the musicians who play on these recordings are contributing intellectual property to a song. No, they may have not written the song. They may not have produced the record or be the artist, But that is very real. And by helping people do their recordings union and filing contracts and helping them understand the paperwork, which is not as complicated as people think it is. It just needs to be explained properly. And we have people, including myself here, that's our job, to explain these things. So it's now, our goal is about communication and outreach to the community and explaining to people why they would want to join the union, as opposed to the image that some people have had of the union, which is all the union really does is tell you what you can't do and to make what you want to do more difficult and complicated. Mm-hmm. And we want to bust that myth for good, because that's not what we do. And, you know, we have some catching up to do in our, you know, in terms of our perception in the community. But we're doing it on every level we can, and you know, reaching out to the colleges. We've not had much of a presence there, and you know, Belmont's turning out hundreds of musicians every year. Blair, MTSU, Austin Peay. There's a lot, you know. Even Vol State is you know, got stuff. I mean, we want to be a bigger part of the community, and I think that the awareness of what we can do for people will come naturally. We can't change a perception that's taken years to get in place overnight, but we've got a lot of tools at our disposal to do that. So our hope is that people will get curious and want to know more about the union.